Heads and beds. Well, that's the bottom line in the hotel business, getting heads and beds. And I worked 10 years in the industry, from valet parking to front desk, housekeeping manager, manager on duty. And I just seen so many crazy guest stories, employees just freaking out all over the place. And I just had all these tips and tricks and a lot of information that people don't know. And I wanted to just combine it into a cohesive memoir about my life in the business.
Well, what do we as the customer need to know about hotels, or maybe what shouldn't we know?
That's two questions right there. I would say one thing to definitely know is never undervalue the front desk. They have control of your stay. All that typing leads to your room and your happiness. So a little bit of kindness and possibly a gratuity there is going to improve your stays in ways you could not imagine. And then as far as to the second part of that question, what you would not want to know, but you still want me to tell you, is you might want to avoid the minibar glasses in the room. The housekeepers are responsible for cleaning those, and they clean with what they have, and you don't see any dish soap on a housekeeper's cart. So oftentimes they'll fill up the sink with hot water, put some shampoo in there and clean it with that. Maybe use the rag they used Pledge. It leaves a nice streak-free glass, so you might want to watch out for that minibar glass a little bit.
I hate to bring it up at this time of morning. Actually, any time of day, bed bugs get you squirming. This has been the talk over the past couple of years. Do you have any thoughts on why this is happening?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been screamed at about bed bugs and shown bed bug bites as if I was a doctor and I was supposed to, find out if that was a bed bug bite. But, there's the bed bug registry and whatnot, which a lot of people use. But, they're everywhere. They could have been in the cab. That you took to the hotel. They could have been in the airplane. And usually it's an isolated situation in a hotel where if they do find bed bugs, they're going to shut down that room and then the two adjacent rooms, and then they're going to eliminate that situation. And of course, any guest that suffers from bed bugs will not be charged for that room. But I believe it's exaggerated quite a bit. In all my time in the hospitality business, it wasn't like there was a situation where all 300 guests had bed bugs. It's more isolated than you'd think.
One more quick question. Would you, as a hotel guest, ever sit down on or lie down on the bedspread?
Sure. I mean, it is a little dirty, and especially they got those duvet covers, and they're going to clean the cover, but the spread themselves inside of that isn't often cleaned. And then any kind of extra blankets or towels that are in the closet, these things are cleaned less than the duvet covers and the sheets themselves. So, I've been working in hotels, so I haven't stayed in too many, but I tend to not care. I'll just throw myself down on that bed.